be at the builder cabin over, or just the stain wheel sitting up there. We had to build the cab over, and we had to build the body too. Mm. And finally, you know what happened later? Not only put the horse truck, put the horse load building, but the factory put the cabins. We didn't have that to build. They come completely now. You see how the vans is now, the trucks, everything come complete. So then I had to change again. You know what I changed to? Wrought iron fences and gate, and that's where it is now today. So you see, we had to change our hand, do our own creed.
So you didn't start out doing the wrought iron?
No. I had to work up to that. Mm-hmm. Changing of time.
So somebody buy a truck and the factory would ship it to them, and then they'd have to get the local blacksmith to build it.
Yeah, I can see it right now. How they come on the car box, shipping here by railroad. They take it off and carry it to the ship. Blacksmith helping out the cabin. That's interesting. But since that, then I had to do a lot of, I had to create a lot of things on my own by having a creative mind, by coming from the horseshoeing and the wagon to the truck bodies and then to the wrought iron fence. Some blacksmiths went out of business after the trucks coming.
I'm sure a lot of them probably did. A
lot of them went out of business.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you do all the designs and so forth yourself?
Most all design. Some of the customer come in with their own thing. Some will come with a magazine or a tree leaf or something. You know, magazines, some have the magazines come and see things and they want sometimes. They say, can you make this? I say, that's aluminum or plastic. Well, can you make it out of iron? So then, with a creative mind, you know, you just go to it, and try to give the customer what they want. That's how come I was able to create a lot of things on my own.
And they must have had the wrought iron a long time back too. I've seen all the old buildings had the stuff around the windows and everything.
Yes, wrought iron go way back. I don't know how far it goes back. But you was getting the stuff out the ground. And you know, I guess when God created the heaven and earth and made everything convenient for man, then he made man of what he created. So I guess that's what we're using today. So you see how far you gotta go back.
Way back.
Way back. You may have to go back to creation and...
Good morning.
Somebody
else can took over your subject.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Fine, how are you? Glad to see you. Got your book. Yes.